got your roses in bloom. A light hits the gloom on the gray.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for coming back to Roses and Brosifs. How are you guys doing this evening? We just finished the Men Tell All, and I think this was great because my husband got caught up on some of the guys that we hadn't seen when he started watching the show with me. So what did you think of that whole spectacle?
There was a lot of interesting characters there that I didn't see before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can see how this whole thing came to be, to where she is the last people that she does, because everyone else was just like, no.
I was not aware of John Paul Jones's existence until tonight.
John Paul Jones spiraled out of control, kind of like Harambe did. It just, nobody understood why, but it did. And here we are. There's merchandise now, apparently.
Yeah.
You can ask the person you're stalking if you can cut their hair off on national television.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. Sorry. Let's start with some house announcements first. Last weekend we went to a local observatory, which was really nice. Mm-hmm. It was super cool getting to see Jupiter and
Saturn
and, like, dying stars and gas clouds and, Jupiter's moons and, like, all these cool things. And just be without our phones for a while. So if you guys have an observatory near you, you should definitely support your national parks, because the president isn't doing it, so somebody needs to. So those are our house announcements. In other Bachelor news, Mike Fleiss is trash. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone. We can move on from that one. So we start with this episode. We start this episode with Chris Harrison making a very serious announcement. This is like before they show sensitive content in a movie and they need to give everyone like a trigger warning announcement of some kind.
Yeah.
And then we pick up where we left off with the guys lining up for the date. They're wearing different color two-piece suits with no tie. And this is becoming a weird thing. I'm just like hyper aware of it. Hannah has on a multicolor print color block halter dress, which I think is really cute. And then something startles you, Wyatt, when they start showing the little box of the people live watching it. You're like, ugh, why do they do that?
Yeah, I was not a fan of that reaction box mm-hmm. down in the corner. Sure, like people cheering and clapping for people coming in, like, into the rose ceremony.
Yeah.
It was annoying. It was very annoying. I don't want to be told how to react.
I don't either. I think and the worst part is those people are like the diehards, to where nothing anyone on this show does is wrong.
Yeah.
So they're hyped up in a way that we're not as we watch it, where we're watching it from more like an analytical and like fantasy football standpoint. They're just like, oh, I hope all these people find love. And I'm like, they're in their early 20s. They will. Like, they'll be fine.
This is all manufactured. Don't worry.
Yeah, so you picked up on that also. I think when I first started seeing that, I was like, I don't want to join in on their reactions. That's why I'm in my house. That's why I'm not watching it live. But so the guys receive all their respected live show cheers. Tyler's was the highest, followed by Peter. And then Jed was sparse applause. So these guys are all waiting for Luke to go home, and this is complicated because they don't know that Hannah sent him home without them being around. So when he shows up from being sent home, they just think, oh, he's just here, right? And then
yeah.
Hannah immediately, she's just like, oh my god, I never felt so sorry for her until this moment. Like, I kind of felt sorry for her the first time she tried to send him home, but then I took that right back when she let him back in. But this time she thought he was gone. Like,
yeah, but the thing about this, though, is it's not like he could get on the set by himself.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
They obviously let him in there on purpose.
Yeah, that's the worst part of it. So he walks up.
I mean, they knew he had a ring.
Yeah. Which, who helped him get it? Probably Neil Diamond, who's like their resident jeweler.
For the singer?
Wait. Neil Lane. Diamonds.
Oh, okay. I was like, Neil Diamond?
That's, see, he's so synonymous with jewelry and The Bachelor that he's become the new Neil Diamond. He's Neil Lane Diamonds. So Hannah's trying not to cry. And Luke still says he needs clarity. What the fuck more clarity could you need?
Well, he's obviously delusional, so there's no clarity needed. He just thinks there is.
Yeah, I note again that I really don't like the audience reactions because they're too much. Hannah straight up moves the podium to just start the rose ceremony. And then as she's doing this, like, she's going to start talking and just calling out names and pretending he's not there. But then he brings up Colton, and then Hannah's henchmen finally swoop in to stand between Luke and Hannah. I like how the guys reacted here, because none of them got physical with him. The henchmen are activated, and so he says that this is just like Colton season, and then he says that he did not say that this was like Colton season, and I'm thoroughly confused. Not surprised, just confused. And he's just being a psycho manipulator right now, and he won't leave. Like, why won't security just come in and, like, drag him?
Chris Harrison is the security.
Chris Harrison. Unless somebody needs to get beaten up verbally, he's not going to be saving anyone from anything.
You never know. He could be some super badass.
Maybe he probably, like, trains judo on the side when he's not, and he just, like, meditates and waits for his moment to strike.
Yeah.
Chris Harrison, we have a bachelor out of control, and he's like, I'll be right there. So, yeah, Luke won't leave, and then Hannah brings up what Luke said about her and him not wanting to stay if she's had sex with anyone. She says it in front of everyone, and I just still can't get past this, because I just want to know why Luke is still there. He has been sent home, and somehow this whole episode ends up still being about him. Like, I feel like even next week it's going to be about him. Yeah.
So, I really do, like, hope that Hannah and him get married.
I love how you want them to see this terrible thing through.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah. I want, like, her and whoever she ends up marrying going through, like, a horrible marriage. Mm-hmm. And she, like, marries Luke P, like, later on. And, like, yeah. They just drive each other miserable.
And she goes through a Britney Spears phase after that. Yeah.
Yeah.
If the show was a little more real, they would have asked Hannah way earlier if she wanted Luke removed. So Chris Harrison comes out of nowhere, like you said, he's the bouncer. And Luke,
and the pot stirrer.
And the pot stirrer, yeah, he wears multiple hats. Mm-hmm. So Luke asks if she has clarity about not having feelings for him anymore. And she says, yeah, like, she's just baffled that he won't get it. And then he's like, okay, well, that's all I need. All I need to know. Like, she has sent him home, but he just won't leave. This is so frustrating. So there's sparse applause after the commercial when they bring Luke in to be in the hot seat. And Chris Harrison just grills him with all these upfront, like, reverse gaslighting questions. He calls him out. This whole section of film that was regurgitated to us is basically just Luke. I don't even know.
Well,
like,
it's like those Lysol wipes or whatever, like that kills, like, 99.9% bacteria. Mm-hmm. He's the 0.1% that it doesn't kill.
He's the 0.1% that is resistant to intense chemical warfare. And in this case, it is resistant to people being like, sir, you are an asshole human. What is wrong with you? And he's like, I just don't want to be misunderstood for what I said, because you guys are misinterpreting my feelings, even though I'm telling you exactly how I feel, and then taking it back two seconds later.
Keeps digging himself deeper and deeper.
So that's really all that happens when Chris talks to him. It's very frustrating. He says he's still in love with Hannah. He admits for being prideful, but also doesn't really apologize. And I'm just still, I know that I've said this every episode, but his pupils. Okay. The P in his last name stands for pupils, I'm sure of it. The Gotta Shit Good Fiber One girls are back, move on, and Chris Harrison reminds us that this is an intense, emotional night when we come back from the commercial. The crowd is restless, and Luke, after hearing some jeers, is like, you done over there? And then Chris asks him where things went wrong for him and where he made his mistakes. He owns up to the combo with Luke S., but he does not bring up throwing him on the ground and supposedly kneeing him in the face. He says he needs to rescue Hannah. And then Chris Harrison is like, wait, what do you mean? And then he says, I don't want to be misconstrued. He said what he said, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It doesn't really make much sense when he says something and then he's like, no, wait, that's not what I meant. And
yeah.
He says something even worse and he says, no, wait, that's not what I meant. And
I've never disliked a Bachelor contestant more in my life. Like, not even Ari, not even Colton, not even the racist guy from Rachel's season was this bad. Like, this is he holds the title. He's worse than Juan Pablo, and that's saying a whole lot. So,
I don't know any of these names.
I don't expect you to, but Juan Pablo ultimately told a girl that he liked having sex with her, but that was about it. Because he and the girl had sex, like, pretty early on in the show, like, in the ocean or something. And then he said he was, like, embarrassed. Yeah, I know. And then, you know. And then he had a fantasy suite date that went awry with one of the girls who ended up being the bachelorette. And, like, they just didn't get along during the night. And then he picked a girl. He refused to tell her he loved her. They got half engaged and then never got married. And then he got engaged to someone who's not on the show later. So
what is happening?
Half engaged is like, I think they got engaged to placate everyone, but they never got married. So half engaged is like when you get engaged, but then you don't get married because, yeah, you guys don't work it out.
Yeah.
Yes.
That should probably be worked out before mm-hmm. you get engaged.
Yeah. So the next thing that happens is this guy in a red suit with a flower comes out, and I'm just like, who is this jazz band performer? Chris Harrison's petty ass takes the time to be like, guys, this is Devin, because we still don't know who the fuck that is. All I remember, now that I know it's Devin, is like, oh yeah, this guy got sent home and we just still don't know anything about him. He was the one who, yeah, I don't even remember. So his suit actually gained him the worst dressed of the episode, and I hate to say it, but there's literally no best dressed because nobody came with it, and I'm disappointed. Even the salmon jacket would have been a leg up, but no. So there's only a worst dressed. That sounds sad, but it is what it is.
The Olé.
Yes. So Devin probably wants to be on Paradise, and the producers were like, Devin, you are not going to get on Paradise unless you do something big this episode, and this is where we ended up. So these are the names of the people that she sent home. I don't remember over half of them. So it was Ryan, who was the roller boy. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
There's Darren. There's Brian. There's Matt Donald, who went home night one. There's Mateo. Maybe night one. There's Cam. Ew. Devin. Dustin. Grant. Jonathan. John Paul Jones. Luke S. Dylan. Connor, Garrett, special ew for Garrett, who looked like he was on edibles this whole episode.
That dude was like,
he was freaking out.
He was freaking out. There was something.
His eyes were so red, and he looked like that feeling where you have to keep your body upright. I don't know if they like pumped them with something.
Cover his eyes for some reason. And I'm like, what is going on? Is he tripping balls right now?
He's getting the zooms. Yeah. Then Big Mike, and we're like, when did he get dubbed Big Mike? I think Chris Harrison just really likes Mike.
Yeah.
They're going to go for, like, Big Mike the Bachelor. Like, I think that they might have been doing a push for Mike as Bachelor, but I could be wrong. So, he's like, yeah, that's not my real name, but okay.
Yeah, they just introduce him as Big Mike. And
yeah.
He just, like, has this kind of fake look at me. He's like, I guess that's me.
Yeah. Mike reads Luke is right. And calls him a narcissistic, cantankerous, misogynist, and says his future wife will be prisoner of him if he does not change. I mean, that's not wrong.
No.
I don't feel bad for anyone who marries him because she literally knows what she's getting into. So,
why I want Hannah B. to marry Luke P.
Damn it. You're the one person. Connor,
see that world burn.
Just watch the world burn. So Connor is to Luke, he's like, I respect you being here to take all this shit, butt, like, fuck you, man. And we're like, okay, I think the producers want him on Paradise also, which I think he actually does go to Paradise.
Okay.
So lame. Luke admits to being out of character and lying to the guys, but he doubles back on that also. Garrett is still zooming in and out of reality and wondering, like, can I get up or no?
Where's our sandwiches?
Mike's eyebrows look threaded. I'm not mad at it. And I just realized we have spent 57 minutes so far on just Luke in this episode. And this is going against the fact that this is supposed to be about Hannah and not Luke. Like, this is effectively turned into Luke's show. Grant, who is 30, speaks up out of nowhere. Then Cam, he brings up Luke P body slamming Luke S. Luke says that Luke apologized, and then Mateo talks. I'm just distracted by how many of these guys I don't remember. Chris is still reverse gaslighting Luke. He's good at asking triggering questions.
Oh, yeah, he knows which buttons to push.
Absolutely. And then Jonathan speaks up out of nowhere with this horrible red and black hibiscus flower tie. Like, hibiscus is my favorite flower, and to see it on this tie was a little bit disheartening, but I will survive. Connor just looks like he got picked up from Sunday school.
Yep.
Yeah. When we come back, Hannah will be here to add her input. Then they bring up John Paul Jones to the hot seat, and it's like, even though I've watched the full season, I know I'm gonna upset a lot of you guys. I don't get the John Paul Jones obsession.
I don't know why we keep saying his full name.
Yeah, I don't get the John obsession. He looks like a 10 Things I Hate About You actor, like maybe like a mini Heath Ledger combined with like someone from back in the day, but that doesn't mean maybe, yeah, like I just don't get it. He got hyped up like crazy. We already know he's going to be in Paradise. It's going to be a thing. By the way, they show a lot of Paradise previews, and guys, I have to admit, I do get a little more excited for Paradise than the actual long seasons, because it's just more shit show in a condensed amount of time. So it's going to be so great. I can't wait to introduce Wyatt to it. Gonna have some fun. And this girl with a WWJPJD shirt comes up and hugs him.
Crazed fan with scissors.
Crazed fan. Did she bring them scissors?
She had them scissors.
Oh my god, this bitch brought in scissors to a public function. She asks to cut a piece of his hair off. And I'm just like, what if a guy asked Hannah to do this?
Yeah, for some reason, it's, you know.
It doesn't work. That's so creepy.
It's still creepy.
I was hoping, though, that the girl would, like, put the hair in a ball and just eat it on stage in front of everybody.
That'd be great. She's like, nobody will get it.
Until a few days later.
I'll always have a piece of you inside of me, John Paul Jones.
Oh my god. So Chris Harrison says, in honor of John, I'm bringing out nuggets for everyone. I got confused because Chris used this weird country accent there and I actually typed it out phonetically, so bringing out nuggets for everyone. Then there's chicken nugget fight, and I'm just thinking, what about impoverished children who might have access to this show? They're just gonna think that we all just like to waste food.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. But I mean, the crazy thing was, like, you just started grabbing John Paul Jones, who's, oh yeah, I forgot to mention that his title for his job was
John Paul Jones.
Right.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so he starts grabbing handfuls of chicken nuggets while they're already still passing out chicken nuggets to the audience.
Yeah.
He starts throwing chicken nuggets out to the people, like peasants.
That's like.
And then he takes his greasy chicken nugget fingers
and slicks them through his hair. You know what? That is so bad. That's just like me going to a job interview and they're like, so what's your experience? And I'm like, I'm me. Like, I do me. Nobody does me better than me. And they're like, okay, you can get out now.
And then you eat a whole entire pie and just, like, just cover your face in pie and stuff like that. I mean, you might as well just...
That sounds good.
During a job interview?
Oh, no, after. But, I mean, if you're a clown, during might be best for you.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So Chris Harrison just drops an advertisement slyly in here for this show we're not going to watch. And then when we get back, they recap Mike's time with Hannah. I feel like this is a push for him to be the bachelor because they had no romantic connection. It was, like, strictly a friend connection.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad I'm not the only one who noticed this. And then, I'm sorry, but can any of these guys just meet girls in the real world? Like, this show really makes it seem like finding a person that has the things that you like and can make you better is, like, damn near impossible. That's, they all are like, ugh.
Well, I mean, it's not easy. I mean, it's a task.
That's true. It does take a lot of trial and error first, but yeah. Still, they act like it's the end of the world for them, and I'm like, dude, you got all this, like, TV fame now, too. Like, girls who are impressed by that shit are gonna be hitting you up.
Yeah, but do you really want to hook up with girls just because they're impressed by
that
shit?
Babe, some of the guys do, like...
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Spoiler, no spoiler, but, like, one of the situations that unfolds in Bachelor in Paradise is strictly because a guy got too caught up in that and didn't think it would fall, it'd blow up in his face.
Right.
That's as much as I'm gonna say.
Understandable, but, like, what if, let's just say, I'm going on a limb here, what if they are actually looking for true love?
Okay, yes, what if they are? Right.
Yeah, instead of just hitting thoughts.
Right. Okay, yeah, if they're looking for true love, then they won't, but, like,
yeah.
90%. That's a good point. So, yeah. Mike says he needs closure, and I'm like, Mike, what do you need closure for, dude? It's not even, like, his affection for her was so one-sided. I don't get it. We come back, we see Hannah, she has on a cute little black dress, it's like halter style with a, it's like backless too. She is asked how the Luke thing came to be, and her answer is just frustrating me because at this point we are almost 2 hours in, everything has been about Luke. She doesn't give any, like, satisfying answers, she still says that she wanted him to be there because at the very beginning she was sure, like, okay, at least one guy is here for me. That is real sad. Luke thanks Hannah for allowing him to open up, and then she kind of, like, laughs sarcastically. Chris brings up Luke's faith, then Hannah's faith, and then I realize, yeah, they've literally been on this for, like, an hour and 33 minutes. This is crazy. Luke leaves the stage, finally, and Hannah can now talk to the guys about something other than him, which is great, because we need that. But Hannah apologizes to all of us watching for Luke and for being the reason that he was on so long. And I actually was like, oh, wow. Apology accepted, bro. That was good.
That's pretty legit.
That was fucking good for someone who couldn't do a toast last season. So
yeah.
That was it. That was, and you know what's sad is, like, I say that was it, but it was all about Luke.
Yeah, it seemed like closure for Luke more so than for the men tell all. There's hardly any tell all.
This is just disheartening because the men tell all has never been like this before. Usually you hear from, like, at least 80% of the guys. They all looked really frustrated and tired because they just got dressed to go there just to watch this be more about Luke and not even to get to talk about themselves and get their little 15 minutes of fame. And I think that was just, especially since we've been in situations like this before, I don't like what they're trying with this new let's just give the villain all of the spotlight thing, because I feel like if this were anyone else that didn't get the first impression rose, this would have been obsolete and we would have been done with it. So yeah, I'm just excited for next week so we can see how this all finally comes to an end.
That'd be cool.
That'd be
cool. Because it seems to be really dragging on.
It's dragging on, and it's Luke's fault, and Hannah, you're absolved since you apologized. But everyone, let's look forward to a Luke-less season. I don't think he's on Bachelor in Paradise. I for damn sure he's not going to be the Bachelor. You watched this drama with me. What did you think?
It wasn't a lot of drama. It was just like rehashing of the exact same old drama that we already knew about, just to see if you can get some more eyeballs on the screen.
That's very true. Because everyone kind of knew what it was going to be. Like, I knew it would be about Luke, but I didn't know it would be the whole fucking 2 hours. Like, geez, people. And it's just kind of, like, upsetting me a little bit that even though we make fun of these guys, like, it would have been nice to hear from all of them, except for when they're ribbing at Luke. Like, the only time we heard from Connor, most of the time we heard from Mike, it was ribbing Luke. Most of the time we heard from Garrett, or Luke S., or Mateo, or Devin, or, like, any of the other guys I don't remember. Also, where was Box Store Joe? Thank you again for your thoughts, Wyatt. And thank you again, listeners. My piece on this, again, is just that I'm frustrated that this whole format has shifted to be about one person who is not even the Bachelorette. It's a huge disappointment. I'm sure you guys all were pretty let down by that, too.
I wish they had Jerry Springer out. It would be just covered in fur, like a werewolf.
Speaking of covered in fur, how did you guys feel about the Cats trailer? Oh, my God. Like... Okay.
Terrifying.
Terrifying. So, yeah, in addition to just disappointment from lack of representation for all the guys, terrifying Cats trailer. And we'll be back next week. We will see the final and how it goes down. We are happy that Luke is gone, but also just crossing our fingers. Maybe. I know I'm going to sleep better tonight. I hope you guys do, too. And without further ado... we will end this podcast for the evening and see you guys next week.
Goodbye.
All right, bye.
Spizzing on these hoes.